If you're moving to another state, you're getting a fresh start in a brand new town. And when you choose a moving company to help get your valuable possessions to that new home of yours, you want somebody that's going to take care of your things like you would. That's why you need to call Colonial Van Lines. They're America's number one moving company for a reason. Because they'll take care of your things like they would their possessions. They'll use caution so nothing gets damaged. And they won't treat you like a number, they'll treat you like a friend. And when you call now on a qualified move across state lines, they'll give you a $250 discount. Move your things the right way. Call Colonial Van Lines now for a free quote.
Call now to learn more about this special $250 long distance move discount. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. That's 800-847-0225.
Welcome aboard to it's a holiday weekend edition, because you're hearing this at all sorts of different times. Right now you're hearing it live on iHeartRadio, Sports Byline USA, TuneIn, American Forces Radio Network, as we, it feels like Friday. I mean, it just feels like a Friday, and we got a long holiday weekend, and we'll be golfing, barbecuing, ringing in the summer, and just gloating as the Celtics come from 3-0 down, and Monday they finished the reverse sweep down 0-3. They come back to win 4-4. Oh, my. I'll never let my partner, Charlie Gibbons, hear the end of this. He's a guy who spent time in Connecticut. He's got New England DNA. And what does he do? He disses the Celtics. So we'll have some fun with Charlie coming up here in the open. But anyways, Dom's all pumped up because LeBron James is flirting with the folks out in San Francisco, the city by the bay, the city. So, you know, take the Golden Laker road show up north to the gold of the Chase Center downtown, playing with Steph and Draymond and Clay. And LeBron James is kind of like the Barnum and Bailey Circus. He's coming soon to a town near you. We'll see. But listen, that'll get the Warrior fans a little pumped up. But I think the Warriors, to get better, they got to get younger instead of bringing in, you know, to get mediocre, bring in more age. Let's be honest, LeBron does not have all that much tread left on his tires, his proverbial tires, so to speak. All right, so the NHL is kind of like the NBA. I mean, you got nothing left. You got sweeps all over the place. So, you know, they got to move these schedules up. You know, when you have a four-game sweep and none of the series go the distance, start the finals early. I mean, just get it going, my opinion, but that's where we go. All right, we'll do that. Gabe Vincent's out tonight. That's a big loss. He's a former gaucho from UCal Santa Barbara. He sprained his ankle. So the gaucho goes oucho, and he's out of the game, and that's a big loss. We'll explain why. Charlie's in tow. He's ready to go. We're going to talk some college football, some NFL. We got a full edition of Dom's Download from our good friend Randy Byrne, all the folks at Iowa One Call. Iowa One Call. We're one click away here on Sports Byline. Keep it here.
Wow, Total Wine really does have everything. I found a great Prosecco for under $8, your favorite Cabernet, and Ruthie.
Ruthie?
Hi, that's me. What can I help with?
Oh, thanks for recommending that amazing French rosé. And I can't believe it was under $7.
I know, right? You can't beat that price.
Oh, wow. That's amazing. Let's grab some more. So glad we found Ruthie.
With the lowest prices for over 30 years, you'll always find what you love and love what you find. Only at Total Wine & More. Drink responsibly. Be 21.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. That's 800-943-2153.
Here's a message just for the attorneys out there. So you passed the bar, joined a firm, or even built your own. Now are you finding out that you're doing more administration than actual law practice? Lexicon can help. Lexicon is a legal technology provider with over a decade of experience streamlining administrative tasks like timekeeping, billing, and more, so you can focus on maximizing billable hours and increasing client satisfaction. Call 855-4-LEXICON or visit lexiconservices.com/go to learn more.
All right, talking the world of sports, a whole lot more. Marty Terrell. We're grateful for Destination Grill as well. We're going to have a big football launch party for the football season, you know, and NFL with everybody getting together for their fantasy teams. You got to do that in a, you know, if you're going to do it in a public place, why not do it at Destination Grill? It's going to be a great night. It's going to be Thursday night, August 17th at 5. Myself and Charlie will do the show live there. And that'll be an August night, the sun, August 17th watch. We'll probably get, you know, maybe 89 degrees and just scorching hot. But if we get a nice clear night, you can, go out and join a libation before we get the show underway and watch the beautiful sunset in western Iowa. And it's just really nice. And then all the activities begin after the show and show some Hawkeye highlights, some Iowa State great moments, talk about your Vikings and your Bears and your, you know, Rodgers to the Jets, and it'll just be a night to where, you know, you're going to realize that Destination Grill is fine casual is what it is. It's, you can go there dressed up like, you know, they have all sorts of graduation parties and weddings and bar mitzvahs and special occasions, you know, and then they have the, hey, let's go watch the game. You know, nobody gets sloppy drunk. Everybody pays attention and enjoys the game, and they're going to have the Celtics game on this weekend when they complete this rousing reverse sweep, 0-3 down to the Heat and come back and win it. I don't even know if Charlie would be man enough to show up if he killed the Celtics. Let's start right there. What's up there, Charles? Now, you can't tell me that the Heat aren't going to get whooped tonight. No Gabe Vincent. There's 18 points out of the backcourt. Now, Caleb Martin's been pretty solid for the Heat, but you think the Celtics are done, and I don't think so, Charlie. What do you think? Give me a little opinion, if you could. Back it up.
Well, hey, the Celtics, they might – squeak one out tonight, but they're not taking this series. I feel bad for you because I know what a huge Celtics fan you are.
Live and die with them, man.
Yeah, but no, I just don't see it. I was listening the other night when you and Dom were on and talking about Tatum and him anointing himself as the next Kobe. I mean, man, come on. I mean, come on. What? Really?
He's got to deliver. Yeah. He's got to deliver in a big moment, and he kind of did with the 51 against Philadelphia. But, Charlie, forget the players for a moment. I didn't mean to interrupt you. But if Miami loses Thursday night tonight, how are they going to Saturday? They come home and their fans are going to be nervous because the fans in game 6 down at Kasem Center, whatever the heck the building is named, they're going to be tight. And they know if they lose game six, they're going to turn around Memorial Day Massacre. You think you're going into Boston tonight and winning? Not happening. You think you can win a game seven in the Garden with the ghosts of Bill Russell, Larry Bird, Mikhail, Parrish, Cousy, Cowens, Havlicek, JoJo, Don Chaney? Do I need to say more? They'll never win a game seven. Never.
Well, okay, so what you're saying is we are going to witness history. We are going to witness history when the Celtics come back. Because I think I heard Dom say the other night, it was like 149-0 with a 3-0 lead.
It's 150 now. It's 150.
Oh, 150. Okay, all right. Yeah,
it's 150.
But you're saying it's going to be the Celtics that break that. Okay.
I think they're going – if they win tonight, if they lose tonight, obviously it's not going to happen. They obviously have to win the next three. But tonight's the critical one because tonight's win over Miami, final just did Boston 121, Miami 116. That just came across my crystal ball. 121 to 116 Boston. But here's what I want to tell you, Charlie. Think about this for a moment. That will have a ripple effect. They lose tonight. And they say, oh, my God, we were up 3-0. The Celtics are 0-2 in game fives. They're 4-6 on their home court. We let them off the hook, and now we come to Miami. We're tight, and if we have to come back to Boston Monday, no way. I'm telling you, this is – you don't even have to be a basketball fan. This is tremendous theater tonight, Charlie. I know you're going to stay up and watch it, right?
No, not tonight.
Not tonight. All right, let's get to the casket.
I don't think Jimmy's going to tighten up. I think Jimmy will be just fine, even if they lose tonight. So.
All right. Well, look, the odds are in your favor, but we won't go down that road. All right, Charlie, I want to get into college football. You know, last night you and I had a blast. We were just looking at some, just taking a glance, you know, and I told you Athlon's out with their preseason magazine. You know, I just looked, Charlie. I mean, you know, I know it's Utah State and the Aggies, but it's September 2nd in Iowa City. And, you know, you and I have been out here in Iowa a little while. There's something about the Iowa State Fair is over. The calendar rolls into September, and you can stick your nose up into the air, and you can just smell football. I mean that. That sounds really goofy, but you know what I'm talking about. And it's just an excitement. It's a shift away from the dog days of summer. I love that feeling, Charlie, here in the Midwest. The corn starts to change color a little bit, and away we go. I'm pumped up. Iowa, Utah State, then September 9th in Ames, the traditional Cy-Hawk battle. Notre Dame, Ohio State on the same night that Iowa goes to Penn State. There's USC and Notre Dame in October. We're going through it. What jumped out at you, Charlie? Anything in particular? I know the Penn State-Iowa game's got you a little bit, huh?
Oh, yeah, definitely. No, I'm really excited about that. That's going to be a great game out there in Happy Valley. Whiteout. CBS prime time. So, I think we're geared up for a great season in the Big Ten. I'm looking at Ohio State, and I don't know, Marty. I think Ohio State, I think they're going to have already lost one game before they go to Michigan.
You think so?
I think they're going to slip up. I think it's even possible that Penn State is the one that trips them up.
Boy, Charlie, that's a big statement. I just don't see it. I really don't. They're just so – I mean, and I'm looking at this schedule, Charlie. I mean, where are they open with Indiana, Youngstown State, Western Kentucky? I love the Irish, the Notre Dame Fighting Irish, as much as I do the Celtics, but I don't think Notre Dame can beat them. Even in South Bend. And, Charlie, look at this Big Ten schedule. I don't know where you get off saying this. They've got Maryland at Purdue, Penn State, Wisconsin, Rutgers, Michigan State, Minnesota, Michigan. Charlie, yeah. I don't see it, bud. You really think so?
I think so.
Hey, look.
Ohio State just came out. They got Joe Philbin on the staff now, mm-hmm. working on the offense. And I just think that their focus needs to be on defense. They need right now. They got a defensive problem. Ohio State can score points. I mean, look what they did in the national title game with Georgia. And they were down, you know, they were picking guys out of the stands to run routes, you know. So I don't think they have addressed the defense enough, and I think that it's going to bite them this year before they get to Michigan. Michigan thumped them the last 2 years. I think the tide has shifted in the Big Ten, and I think it's now Michigan, Ohio State, Penn State, and everyone else. So
we got to get the break. We're going to stay on this. We're giving you a pigskin primer, folks, here as we go into the long holiday weekend. There's one concern with Ohio State. That is the quarterback, what Kyle McCord's going to be all about. But he's got just a bevy of great talent. Marvin Harrison, Amika Abuka. They've got Julian Fleming. And don't even consider that they have Travion Henderson, a great running back. And since when do we talk about great running backs in college or pro football? Not very, very often. But we will. We're going to come back, Charlie. We got a lot more to get to. Key games, a lot of college football talk. And don't forget, Destination Grill. Get your calendar marked for Thursday night, August 17th. It's going to be Gridiron Night in Grimes, Iowa at the amazing Destination Grill with an E.com. Dominic's in the house. His download is straight ahead. After another segment of football talk, Gridiron Talk with Gibbons. Here on Sports Byline, keep it here.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
All right, take us with you throughout the weekend on the iHeart Radio app. All the shows, the podcast downloaded. You can hold us to these quotes, my quotes on the Celtics River Sweep. Charlie off his rocker saying they're done. And he's killing Ohio State. I mean, I don't know. I am worried. Why did they bring Philbin in? And what does that say to the offensive coordinator, Brian Hartline? I mean, if they brought in a defensive specialist, Jim Knowles, their very highly decorated DC at Ohio State, wouldn't take to it. So this is a team. I don't know what the problem is. Charlie, last year, only two games they scored in the 20s, for crying out loud. Well, check that. They got beat by Michigan 45-23. They beat Northwestern 21-7. And they beat Notre Dame on opening night 21-10. Other than that, they scored 45, 77, 52, 49 twice in a row. 54, 44, 56, 43, 41. Why are we worried about offense? Why are we worried about offense in Buckeye Nation? You tell me.
It tells me they got a question about their quarterback and maybe their O-line, bringing Philbin in. I think that was kind of his specialty when he was at Iowa, was working with the offensive line. So, yeah, they lost a couple of guys to the draft, and they didn't feel comfortable maybe where they were headed. But the whole Knowles thing, yeah, he's highly decorated, but he's from the Big 12. And since when does anybody talk about defense in the Big 12?
It's been a while.
Yeah, I mean, okay, so he came from Oklahoma State that had a good defense. Great. But did that ever win Oklahoma State even a Big 12 championship, let alone national championship? Look, I think Ryan Day is headed down the Lincoln-Riley road. All offense. But he can't stop anybody when he needs it. And that's what he's shown.
Charlie, yeah.
He's shown that the last 2 years.
Talking to Charlie Gibbons here, my partner this year on our college football Saturday night show. I can't wait. It's going to be great when all the games are going final and then the late games are going. We're going to have you locked and loaded here on Sports Byline Broadcast, including iHeartRadio and TuneIn. And we're getting Sirius XM. We're going to get the SXM shuffle out of the way in May as we go headlong into June. All right, Charlie, here's what I want to ask you. I really do. I'm obsessed with Texas this year. And you kind of got me on that because I remember watching Sarkisian and Texas in that opening game against Alabama. And Austin is a great, great college football town. But you've got Arch Manning, and you're all wound up because he's third on the depth chart, and that's by design. They don't want to put any pressure on him. So you know what? You're the third-string quarterback. He's going to be starting by midseason, in my opinion. You're all hopped up about yours. And we're going to see Texas in Ames this year. So give me a quick hit on Texas because I think you're high on them, but you think this Manning thing is they're going to kind of groom him for a while. I don't see that. Let's get into Texas. Go ahead.
Yeah, the Malik Murphy is a quarterback, I think, that is probably the second best there. I think he's going to end up being the second stringer behind Ewers. So, yeah, Arch, it sounds like he's going to be third on the depth chart. And, boy, I don't know, Murray. I guess what – I mean, I think Texas is going to have a good team this year. Just about what they can do. I mean, they lost their stud running back to the NFL, so I don't know. We'll see. I'm not a real big fan of Sarkisian yet, just because I want to see what he can do. You know, what'd they end up last year? Like 8-4, Texas?
I was just looking at that. They were not 8-5.
So they lost their bowl game, probably.
They did. They lost to Washington 27-20. In the bowl game.
Yeah.
I always go to schedule first, Charlie. You know, we've done that for years. And I look at their schedule. They open with Rice. The Owls roll in on September 2nd. Then they go to Alabama in a rematch of last year's game. And you remember that Alabama game last year.
I mean, that it was a great game.
I mean, they lose that game 20-19. And I think they had a miss. Did they have a missed field? Yeah, they had a missed field goal in that game. It was a controversial call. I'd have to go back and look it up. Wyoming at Baylor, Kansas, Oklahoma at newcomer in the Big 12, Houston. They play back-to-back newcomers. They've got Houston and BYU in mid-October or mid to late October. Kansas State at TCU, Iowa State, Texas Tech. You know, that is a lousy non-conference schedule. For Texas, you play Rice from Houston at Alabama and home to Wyoming. What are they doing? That's a horrible, horrible schedule. What a way to leave the Big 12, huh? Their non-conference schedule is nothing.
Well, it looks like an SEC.
Yeah, I mean,
really? And that's where they're going, right?
Yeah, that's where they're going.
That's where they're going next year. So, yeah, that looks like an Alabama schedule, you know, a Georgia schedule, LSU. Nothing really too different there. But hey, I'll give them credit for playing Alabama, but they better strap up because in 2024 it's on, and I don't know. I just don't see it turning out too good for Texas or Oklahoma making the transition to the SEC.
Well, they're so excited, Charlie, to get to the SEC. I mean, they're writing big, both of them. Texas and Oklahoma are writing huge checks to get out early.
Yeah.
I think the Big 12 this year has a chance to be almost depressing because you're losing your two front teeth. We could sit here and talk about Iowa State and Matt Campbell and get all wound up about Sonny Dykes and TCU. And occasionally there's a couple of Big 12 teams that surprise you. Lance Leopold in Kansas gave us a little bit of a thrill. And we know what Baylor's been like at Oklahoma State. But, Charlie, they're losing Texas and Oklahoma. What does that say about the Big 12? And, I mean, it's scary when you think about it. Give me a quick hit on that.
There's talks now that Colorado's coming back to the Big 12. I mean, that's kind of the new flashy thing in all this conference realignment. But, yeah, look, I'm looking at the schedule of Texas here, and honestly, I mean, I could see him losing another, but I could see him losing another 2-3 games this year. Honestly, I mean, Alabama, I could see him tripping up against K-State, TCU, Iowa State. I mean, though, I think those are all viable teams. It's been so long since Texas was dominant, since they were a team to be reckoned with. I mean, the last great one was when Vince Young, you know, when they won the Rose Bowl against USC. Yeah, USC.
Game.
And
great
Matt
game.
Leiner and Reggie Bush. And yeah, so... And then, you know, I think Colt McCoy followed up Vince Young next couple years, and they were pretty decent. They were in there. But look, they're not the world beater that they used to be in. Oklahoma, my God, they only had 6 wins last year, and I think they needed the bowl game to get the last win, to get the 6th win. So
I'm looking at Oklahoma, and they lost their bowl game too, by the way. They lost to Florida State. I remember that game. That was just a weird team. I mean, Oklahoma was just a weird team. They finished up 6-7. You know, when you go to a bowl game and you're Oklahoma and you're 6-6, you know, they've lost their coach. I don't know if Venables is in over his head. I don't know. Do you think Venables was the right hire there in Norman?
No. Charlie? No, I don't. I don't. One for their talent. I mean, they were set up. Well, I shouldn't say that because I think Lincoln took a lot of their talent with him when he went to USC, at least the quarterback anyway.
Including the quarterback, I was going to say,
right,
yeah.
Uh-huh. Right. But still, no, I don't. But I think the thought process behind that was, hey, Venables came from Clemson. Clemson's played in four title games, won 2 of them. So, thinking that he's got the lineage or the bloodline to get it done. But right now, if you had to ask me today, it does not look like a good hire after last year. Especially in the Big 12, because I think we can all agree the Big 12 wasn't exactly full of world beaters last year.
It was hard to watch. All right, here's the other one, and this is kind of home cooking, but is Matt Campbell and Iowa State poised for a bounce back year? Because that was hard to watch last year, Charlie. I mean, let's be honest. We can't sugarcoat this. This was a 1-8 team. They were rock bottom in the Big 12. Finished up 4-8. Charlie, they went down to TCU to finish the season. They got thumped to the tune of 62-14.
Yeah.
I mean, they gave up. They gave up last year. They gave up.
I don't know. I can't say that they gave up. But here's what I will say. I think that they are going to have a bounce back year this year. And I think the thing that impresses me the most about Matt Campbell and Iowa State is that they had a train wreck of a season last year, and Campbell made the necessary changes that he needed to make. He got a new strength and conditioning coach. He got a new offensive coordinator. He made changes on his staff to address the issues that they are struggling with. And I'm not for certain, but I know if they don't have a special teams coach now, I know they are definitely putting a lot more emphasis on the special teams this year. So I look for Iowa State to bounce back. I think it's a great culture. I think they got a great locker room in there. And I think they are going to be much improved from last year.
I think you're going to improve overnight because you're going to see Boston win and you're going to improve your repartee with me tomorrow. I can't wait. I love you like a brother. That's the man, Charlie Gibbons. I'm Marty Terrell on Sports Byline. Dom's download is full. We're going to unveil it on the other side.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
IBM Cloud Carbon Calculator is an AI-informed dashboard that gives organizations access to standards-based cloud emissions data with just a few clicks, helping them build a more sustainable future. As businesses move further on their hybrid multi-cloud journeys, they're working to deliver innovation while meeting growing ESG demands. Brianna Frank, Vice President, IBM Cloud.
Emissions reporting is becoming commonplace worldwide, yet inadequate data is the biggest obstacle to making ESG progress. With the IBM Cloud Carbon Calculator, we are making it easier for our clients to assess the data they need to address their carbon impact and to make more informed decisions.
The IBM Cloud Carbon Calculator enables organizations to track their emissions across various workloads down to the cloud service level and help further advance their sustainability objectives. The new dashboard complements IBM's existing sustainability solutions and expertise. By infusing data with AI into daily operations, IBM helps companies make sustainability strategies actionable. To learn more, visit ibm.com/think. Sponsored by IBM.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A-plus BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service, featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. 800-867-6917. 800-867-6917. 800-867-6917. That's 800-867-6917.
All right, talking the world of sports, I want to give a good shout-out to our great friend Randy Byrne at Vanguard Utility Partners. He sits on the board of Iowa One Call. That's 811 for homeowners, and even if you have elevator problems. And, yeah, Tom Saylor, or Saylor, rather, their president, with Alliant Energy, and Greg Gray, the VP, all the way down to Randy Brown, John Kars, Mike Husenga, Scotty Long. So we're just giving Iowa One Call the big warm and fuzzy here. Dial 811, Iowa One Call. I'm Marty Terrell. It's time for Dom's Download here on a weekend edition. Getting ready for a long holiday weekend. Are you off on a Friday? Do you get a day off and Monday too, Dom? Is this a little respite for you or what?
Mild respite. I'll be in Monday to handle some stuff here, but it's not a full day, and I am grateful for that.
All right, let's get to it. We got a whole bunch of bullet points. I'm going to fire them at you in rapid-fire succession. What do you say? LeBron James to the city to play with Steph and Draymond and Clay and who knows. Is this just off-season, fodder to distract from the fact that he and the Lakers just had a nice little run, but they definitely the slipper turned into a pumpkin, and it was over, and they got swept away by Denver. Is this just a little bit of off-season fodder? What do you think?
I think it's partial fodder, partial kind of what we talked about, where LeBron knows his time in the NBA is getting close to an end, and he's somebody who's concerned about legacy. He wants to go down as the greatest of all time, and if you want to add some rings to that collection that you've already got, why not go play with two of the greatest shooters of all time, with one of the best playmaking big men of all time, with Draymond? Why wouldn't you want to go there? Imagine the things that LeBron can do when he's driving down the lane. There's Curry on the left wing, Klay Thompson on the right wing. Do you collapse on LeBron and leave one of them open? The possibilities for LeBron if he were to play on this Warriors team are endless, but I think it's more just LeBron and Steph are pals. LeBron and Draymond are bros. Self-admitted, they are very close. And I think it's just, I don't think LeBron's come out and said recently, like, oh, that's where I want to go. I don't want to play for the Lakers anymore. I'm going to go to Golden State or I'm going to retire. No, he hasn't said that. It's a lot like when we had the Banana Boys, where they were like, I mean, it'd be great if we could all play together. LeBron, Wade, Bosch, and Carmelo. That obviously never happened. But I think it's just kind of like, hey, wouldn't that be nice if we could make that happen?
Dom's Download here, presented by Vanguard Utility Partners and Randy Byrne. One Call, Iowa. Iowa One Call, dial rather. 811, Iowa One Call. All right, I'm going to make one call on this. You know, when they brought Durant there, they got a championship. You bring LeBron there, I don't know. Everybody was bitching about how are they going to keep Clay, Steph, and Durant happy with one basketball. Well, it worked, and then it didn't. Or, you know, I don't even remember the break, really. So they got enough basketballs to go around if LeBron does start getting his mail at the Chase Center. What do you think?
Oh, easy. Clay's not a guy that needs the ball in his hand all the time. Steph has shown he has no problem deferring to another superstar when he plays with him. And Draymond, he's a great player. Draymond is like a not as good LeBron James in terms of he's not a phenomenal shooter. LeBron, a much better shooter than Draymond, but neither one is a splash brother. And they can make plays from the post, from the top of the arc, from motion, whatever. And LeBron has shown he doesn't have to have the ball in his hands all the time. How many times did we see LeBron defer to D'Angelo Russell and Dennis Schroeder? You can tell me he's going to have a problem now deferring to Steph? No, I don't think the one basketball would be an issue with these particular players.
All right, I softened you up with some easy stuff. Let's get to bullet point number three. Will there be a weekend game in Monday included in the weekend, obviously, because it's a holiday weekend? Will there be a weekend game in the Celtics Heat Eastern Conference Final Series?
I want to say yes. I want to say no, Miami is going to close it out on Thursday, but I can't. So yes, I'll say there will be one weekend game. Miami wins game six at home. We do not get your miracle game seven. Sorry, Marty.
Yeah. Now, what would you do? Seriously, Dom. Let me have a little fun, okay? If the Celtics were to pull this off, you'd have to admit the city of Boston, after the 0-4 Red Sox go cowboy up, as Kevin Millar to this day gets invited into colleges and high schools to talk to kids about, hey, when the odds are long, you got a chance to be a hero. Cowboy up and get it going. And he called them a bunch of idiots. Let me ask you a question. Wouldn't that be something if they could put together a run like the 0-4 Red Sox? In one city, owning two of the greatest comebacks all time in the history of their sports. Nobody comes back from 0-3.
I'm going to give Boston more credit than that. I'll say three of the greatest comebacks in sports history, because you've got the 27-3 or 28-3 Patriots comeback against the Falcons in the Super Bowl. So I'll give you credit and say three of the greatest comebacks. Now, I'll say if Boston comes back and beats Miami, that's awesome. Phenomenal. Literally first time ever. But if they don't win the title, does it completely matter? It's like the Warriors. Oh, they only lost 9 games. Set a record. They didn't win the title. Who cares? The Bruins just happened.
The Bruins,
not to take a shot at you, but factual statement, greatest regular season of all time for an NHL team.
Or nothing.
Didn't even get them close to the finals. So
I
will say it would be awesome. They'll be the one in one, the first one in one, one in 150. But I will say, if they don't win the finals, respectfully, who cares?
What is the state of the NBA if we do get Miami and Denver? Just in terms of eyeballs and interest, and our, you know, we're a national and we go worldwide on American forces. Will we have to kind of reduce it to maybe a couple of hits here and a couple of hits there? Or is that the old Marty bias because Boston's not involved and there isn't an East Coast presence and my Midwest ties would love the Chicago Bulls to be relevant again? Will anybody care about Denver, Miami, Dom? What do you think?
I think enough people will care that it's not going to be the lowest rated finals in modern history. You do have the international flair with Jokic, with the Joker.
Yep.
So you've got that. You've got an exciting star player for Miami with Jimmy Butler. Is he a household name? Not quite. At least not to people who aren't avid basketball fans. But he's a fun player. And people know Eric Spoelstra and Pat Riley, the casual fans. So seeing them frequently. Now, obviously, you're not watching the series for them, but I think that there is enough name value amongst the two teams that, no, it's not going to blow the ratings off like a Lakers-Celtics would have or anything like that. But I'll say it does surprisingly well, all things considered. And the thing about Jokic is he's one of those players that's hard to not like. Everything about Jokic screams, this guy shouldn't be that good. He's obviously lost a lot of weight and gotten in much better shape. He's still a big dude, and I'm not talking like a big freak athletic dude. No, you've seen him. He kind of lumbers up and down the court, but he's just so skilled. He's an incredibly likable guy, and it's hard to not like a guy when they say, oh, how excited are you to win Western Conference MVP? I'm not that excited. I'm more excited that we're going to the finals. You got to love a guy like that.
Yeah, I find it interesting at how good he is outside. I mean, he made a three the other night in the clincher. You probably remember it. Off-balance fadeaway three, nothing but net. And he kind of just lollygags going back in transition. The guy's a shooting machine. And by the way, the guy down in Dallas isn't too bad either. Luka Doncic, he can flat out play. I mean, these guys, I mean, they're not physical specimens, but man, when they get out there on the court, and oh, by the way, he's won a couple MVPs, has he not? Do we forget that?
No, I completely agree. And I'll say the thing that makes me think people like Jokic more than Doncic is Luka cries a lot. Now, don't get me wrong. I am one of the biggest Luka fans you'll ever meet. He played for my favorite soccer team's basketball club before coming over. Big Luka fan. He's a crybaby, and people don't like that. I completely get it. I understand it. Jokic, you don't see him whining all the time. Now, it's a little bit different because he's a big guy. He realizes there's going to be contact on every play. But just the skill set from a dude who's 7 foot 250 plus to, like you said, be able to hit a off-balance, one-footed fadeaway jumper over Anthony Davis, who was playing decent defense. He actually, it was the second time he did it to Anthony Davis in the series. So his skill set is scary.
It really is. I won't even go to the NHL because I just think Vegas, Florida is, you know, it'll probably be really good hockey, but I think you got to be a diehard. I don't think it resonates across the country, so I don't mean to dismiss it out of hand. You know where I want to go with it, Dom, is some baseball that we talked about. You know, you wrote off the Cardinals like we all did, and they got – I mean, we didn't really write them off, but, you know, they got off to a slow start. We were talking yesterday about biggest surprises and, you know, in both a good and bad way, and you brought them up the other day. What is going on with the shortstop in Philadelphia? He's getting booed. And this was your boy back in spring training. You know who I'm talking about.
I know
about,
exactly
who
you're talking about. I'll say one really quick hockey thing. I loved that the final four teams were all not from cold weather cities. You had Vegas, Dallas, Carolinas, and Miami. That just screams NHL conference finals. Nothing like dry heat and humidity. Okay. That's my one hockey comment for the season. Trey Turner's been bad. Now
he's been awful. Did you look at his statistics? This is stunning.
Yeah,
and he's getting booed, and he's in a city, by the way, that likes to boo guys that underachieve.
Completely agree. And so, if you take away the fact that it's the contract and the money he's making, he's not having a bad year. It's just that he's making a lot of money, and Trey Turner has a bar that he has set throughout his career of what you expect him to produce. He's not there. And I will say, I love Trey Turner. Came out and said the other day, I suck right now. I need to get my stuff together. So I'm all for the self-awareness, realizing that, hey, he knows he's getting paid a lot of money. He knows he's not producing A, like the contract warrants, and B, like he's supposed to be performing. So at least he is aware that he's not playing like Trey Turner. But you're right. I picked him at the beginning of the year to win MVP in the National League. And he, I'm not going to say he couldn't be any further from winning, because he could. He could be hitting 200 instead of 250. But there is no way in you-know-what that he's coming even close to winning MVP, which is a shame. But Philly's still doing all right without Trey Turner playing well.
I hate talking about this during the regular season. We only got 60 seconds. Give me 30 seconds. Is Ohtani going to stay in Los Angeles, or are we going to see him somewhere else, like New York with the Yankees or Mets?
I think he could stay in Los Angeles, and it kills me to say this, Marty, but I think he's going to go up the freeway, and he's going to end up being a Dodger.
You really think so, huh?
Giants fan. The Dodgers have been maneuvering and posturing so much to create as much cap space this upcoming offseason, and they're good. They've got everything Shohei could possibly want. It disgusts me, but I think he ends up a Dodger.
Dom's download, Randy Byrne. Thank you, Vanguard Utility Partners, a 7-state footprint. When excavators got to work, they got to get those little flags in there so they don't ruin things. Iowa One Call, 811. Thank you to those great folks here on Sports Byline. Keep it here.
Do you use the expensive blue or yellow pills to charge your sex life? Are you thinking about it? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners.
Our pills deliver the exact same results for less than $3. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. And right now, radio callers will get 44 blue or yellow pills for $120 with free discreet shipping. You can save more than $700 off pharmacy prices. Charge your sex life now and save a ton of money. Call now and get your 44 pills and save over $700 and qualify for free shipping. Stop overpaying and call right now.
Paid for by Steel Man Pills. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295. How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're gonna love it, and you're gonna love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. That's 800-617-5145.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
All right, down the home stretch here, a Thursday to a Friday. Throughout the night, stay right here. We give you the news on the top of the hour. We give you updates with scores, interviews, and highlights. We just love the overnights. Nice, peaceful time to read, get caught up on things, and bring us with you to Sports Byline Broadcast, Sports Overnight America. We love it. Look at this leaderboard at the Charles Schwab Challenge down at the Colonial in Texas. Harry Hall, Harris English, Tom Hogan, Adam Shank. There's your top four. But what was it? 8 under carried the day? Did I get that right? Was it 8 under? No way. He didn't go 8 under there, did he? Went 8 under. Harry Hall. What the hell? He went 8 under. All right. Celtics and Heat. Will the historical march continue? Will this be the Miami Heat just absolutely self immolation? Will the Heat set themselves on fire and reverse a 3-0 edge into a 4-3 series loss? Tonight's the one. If they don't deliver the knockout punch tonight in game 5 in Boston, I think they're going to lose the next two. I really do. Tonight's game is that big. Tonight's game requires you, if you're in Central Iowa, to go to Destination Grill. It requires you to get over there and see Eduardo, who's going to have a great crowd there tonight. And when you walk in the door, just show him your Celtic green. Show him your Celtic pride. See Eduardo Granillo, my buddy, at Destination Grill. Charlie Gibbons, my buddy, too, does a great job on college football. He's even paying attention to the hoops. Because he knows, just like everybody else, that tonight's game is huge. Enjoy it, folks.
There's some puck action, too. Vegas is 3-up on Dallas. They go for the knockout punch, just like Florida did last night. I think we could see that again. Dom's Download, presented by Vanguard Utility Partners and the great folks there. There's Randy Byrne, and of course, he's on the board of Iowa One. Call dial 811 on Sports Byline. I'm Marty Terrell. Enjoy your Thursday to a Friday. We'll catch you on the weekend here on Sports Byline.